And the breathtaking expansion of Starbucks has come to an end. Yesterday, the coffee company announced it's closing 600 U.S. stores over the next several months. NPR's Charlotte Baer has details.
Most of the outlets on the chopping block are new Starbucks stores that have only been open since 2006. In a webcast conference call late Tuesday afternoon, Chief Financial Officer Pete Boshin says the company plans to close nearly one-fifth of these newer outlets.
We used several criteria to identify stores for closure that included locations that were not profitable at the store level and not projected to provide acceptable returns in the foreseeable future.
Many of the stores slated for closure are near other Starbucks stores. Some analysts had warned about company cannibalism, stores competing against one another for sales. The culprits behind Starbucks' woes are overexpansion, a weak economy, and lots of competition. Starbucks has been struggling for some time. Its stock price is half of what it was a year ago. Earlier this year, the man who essentially made Starbucks, Howard Schultz, returned to the company as the hands-on CEO. Yesterday's moves are the latest actions Schultz and the company have taken to try to perk up the company's outlook. The closures will affect about 12,000 full and part-time employees. The company says it will try to relocate workers to nearby stores. Charlotte Baer, NPR News.